بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the easiest things to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because it is so easy, we forget it all the time, and that is the zikr of Allah. Alhamdulillah, we spend a lot of time in our lives effectively doing nothing. We're not engaged in any specific work-related conversation or any other conversation. We are not reading anything, you know, particularly useful or beneficial. Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you are just sitting in a train and going to work or something, or coming back home, and then in the evening you're tired, you're dozing off. I mean, lots of times we have the time. Time is not the issue. But we don't use that time. Now imagine if you and I remembered that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one subhanallah is a tree in Jannah, one alhamdulillah is a tree in Jannah, one Allahu Akbar is a tree in Jannah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a tree in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a reward for dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you remember me, I will remember you, fadhkuruni yadhkurkum. So if I'm saying subhanallah once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering me on his arsh. If I have this awareness with myself, if I send durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I'm especially durood, for every single time that I send durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on me 10 times. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Now if we remember these things, and if we use this time that we have, then imagine the amount of goodness we can gather for ourselves, the amount of benefit we can give ourselves. Imagine what the state of our of the scales of our amal would be on the day of judgment if they were weighed with all of this goodness. You know how beautiful and wonderful that would be, that when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would have all of this goodness with us, which is the dhikr that we do. I'm not talking about salah and so on. All of that, of course, is fard. We have to do it and we must do it. And that has enormous benefits. I'm just talking about just the dhikr of Allah, which does not even require wudu or anything like this. You can do the dhikr of Allah standing, sitting, lying down, any condition, any state. Alhamdulillah, this is something so easy, but which we, for that reason itself, we forget. I remind myself anew, let us remember this, and remember, also remind each other about it. Because the important thing to understand is that it is a matter of where Allah has given us this opportunity to earn enormous rewards. And we can earn these rewards and benefit from this with so much ease. I mean, it's not difficult at all. And if we leave it, if we forget that, then obviously time will come, may Allah protect us, when we will regret this. When we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before that, when we are dying and we see our amal, and we say, oh my God, I had this opportunity to earn this and I didn't do it. The benefits of zikr, there are so many, apart from the sawab of it. I mean, this is a huge benefit in itself, which is the reward that Allah will give us. But one of the biggest benefits of zikr, I mean, there are two major benefits. One is it protects us from sin. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protection by itself. Because obviously if a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she cannot simultaneously be committing a sin. It is, you know, logically impossible. So it protects us from sin. And second thing is it gives us huge confidence, because I know that when I am making zikr of Allah, Allah is of course with me, Allah is seeing me all the time. But when I am specifically making zikr of Allah, Allah is mentioning me. So there is a special attention that is on me, and this gives me huge confidence. To say that anything I want, I can ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of me, Allah knows me, Allah knows I am here. And this is the confidence that I get when I am making the zikr of Allah. So the zikr gives us, as I said, two things. One is it protects us from sin, and the second thing is it gives us confidence in our lives to ensure that we can live a stress-free life. Because alhamdulillah, my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is with me. I am connected to my love. And I am connected to my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, also in terms of the zikr, what zikr to make apart from, Asma wa Sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one other very good thing is to recite Quran. And you don't have to do it loudly, you do it softly. But recite Quran, and this is a good opportunity also to memorize more Quran. So nowadays, we have all the apps that are available for us on phones and so on and so forth. Everything has become very easy. So try to do that to try to memorize Quran. Now I'm not saying that just put your earphones and start a Quran recitation thing in the phone and just let it play, because that would unless you are listening consciously, just to treat the Quran like background music, this is not from the adab of the Quran. This is disrespectful. So don't do that. By all means, listen to the Quran. It's a beautiful way of spending that time very beneficially, because listening to it is also rewardable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for listening, for reading, for reflecting, everything. But do that consciously. Don't do that not like background music. Many times you see people, they're playing Quran in the car, and then they are at the same time they're talking to each other and so on. This is very disrespectful. Must not do that. Never. But by all means, when you are in your home, you're doing some work, maybe you're cooking, maybe you're doing something else, housework, you're driving to work, back from work, driving somewhere, in public transport, whatever. By all means, listen to Quran and do that consciously. Try to listen to those who need to understand, who need a translation, listen to the translation as well. Try to listen to the Arabic and the translation, simultaneously, instead of just listening only to a translation. There is a noor and benefit, and of course as far as the sawab is concerned, that is directly related to the Arabic itself. Because somebody says that tilawat al-Quran, you're talking about Arabic. You can't say tilawat al-Quran and you are reading an English translation or an Urdu translation or whatever translation. Tilawat means to read, and it means to read the Quran as the Quran has been revealed, which was in Arabic. So try to do that. I'm trying to say, let us try to do as much dhikr as possible continuously in our lives, so that our lives become full of the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the benefit of being remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on His arsh. As I said try to experience this, try to reflect on it, try to experience it. What does it feel like that Allah is remembering me on His arsh? Just think about that. This is SubhanAllah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is remembering me on His arsh. Mm-hmm. Ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any examples that we give. Examples are given only to teach. If somebody mentions to you that, you were remembered in such and such, with such and such big people, so these powerful people, wealthy people, whoever, I don't know. Yes, and so-and-so took your name, they mentioned you. How happy we feel, oh my God, fantastic, some good people are remembering me. How about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah told us, فَذْكُرُنِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. You remember me, I'll remember you. So that's why it's very important for us to focus on zikr and try to do as much zikr as possible. Please don't make it into a ritual, don't make it into some kind of, drama. Don't do that. Just do zikr, meaning connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mention and repeat His names and sifat, His names and attributes, read the Quran, try to pray as much nafil salah as you can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course, as I always keep on saying, tahajjud, 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 as much as possible. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this from us. We ask Allah to make us among His zakireen. We ask Allah to make us people who love the dhikr of Allah, and to enable us to do that more and more. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.